I really like that theme song.
It's pretty great.
For those who don't know, that's the theme song for Constantine, the new show on NBC. That's actually pretty good, and we're going to talk about it some more later. Because it's John and Ange.
Yay!
And Ange actually watched the show, unlike Ken. Ken's really busy helping Todd do some things today, so he will not be here. So welcome to the Toddcast. It is November 19th, so we'll be reading books from last week. Nothing that released today, although there's a lot of stuff that came out today. So next week's ought to be pretty fun.
I had a huge pile I had to pick up.
Right?
Always.
All right. So some upcoming events real quick. This Saturday is our Star City Invitational Qualifier here at the Mills. It starts at noon. Pre-registration is open. You can register that day from 10 to 12. Come and do that now so it's easier. Yes, deck registrations are required, and it is standard constructed. It should be tons of fun. Head Judge Dan from Butler, which would be even cooler. Then next Friday is Blackest Friday.
Ominous music cue.
We have tons of sales going on. First, let me read the store hours. Century 3 and Pittsburgh Mills are both midnight to 9 p.m., so midnight Friday, crazy. Mm. Cranberry is open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Butler will be open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Elwood City is open 10 a.m. to 7. Now here comes the best part, all the sales.
Yay!
The big headline is 33-cent comics.
What? Oh, that's new.
Every single one of our stores, all of their regular dollar stock will be 33 cents each all day Black Friday. So we have a room with like, I don't know.
There's a lot in there.
Like 250 long boxes, 33 cents each. C3 has just as many in across the back of their store, 33 cents each. Butler, Cranberry, they all have them. And then Elwood's whole half side is 33 cents
each. Their whole basement full of boxes.
Yep. You can fill a short box for $60, a long box for $100. It's in print. It's right here. So if that's wrong, that's Ken's fault because I think he made the flyer. So everything else in the store from open, whenever the store opens to 8 a.m. at every location, 33% off everything. So that means statues, T-shirts.
So many statues.
Giant D&D minis. Yeah, giant dragon minis. Everything else, $5 stuff, $3 stuff, $10 stuff, whatever the normal price is, 33% off of it. So come buy all your expensive stuff for 33% off at every location till 8 a.m. And then at 8 a.m., it's all 25% off, so it's still a pretty good deal. And that'll run from 8 a.m. to 10. So, you know, if you want to buy a $300 statue at 10 a.m., it's $75 off because that's 25% off of that. So $225 for a $300 statue, still pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Right. And then from 10 to close, a lot of stores are doing the similar stuff. $10 t-shirts.
Ooh.
20% off toys, statues, graphic novels, board games, and most gaming singles. And then 30% off all back issues. Now, if you get a 50-50, you still get the 50% off. It's not only 30%. That's about it. For more info, check each store at their Facebook page because everybody's doing different gaming events. I know we have stuff that starts at 1. I know Chip has some stuff at C3 that's starting at 1. So 1 a.m. So there's a lot of stuff all day long. It's going to be crazy. So then after that, we have a signing. Mr. Mark Bussler is going to be at the Mills on December 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. And he is the artist who did Lord Carnage, which is a awesome hardcover book. We actually have it here at the Mills. It's like up by the counter. It's huge. It's like a $40 like giant hardcover. It's pretty sweet, too. And I think the publisher for that is Classic Game Room. And
I saw it's that oddly shaped book.
Yeah, it's like wide and short, but it's up by the counter. It's really cool. Make sure you at least look at it. He'll be here December 13th. I don't believe he's doing sketching, but he will do signings, and you can buy shirts. They have coffee mugs. They have all kinds of stuff they're bringing.
I love swag.
It's good. Yeah, he's bringing tons of swag. It's going to be awesome. So make sure you come and check it out. He was at Pittsburgh Comic Con, had a good time. That's where we met him. He's a pretty cool dude. All right. So now let's talk some comics. So the first book I'm going to talk about is off Dark Horse. It's called Resurrectionists. It's by Fred Van Lente and Maurizio Roswegh. And Moreno Decino, something like that. This book was kind of interesting, but it hopped really weird. But the gist of it is that this guy keeps, or this team this guy works for keeps getting reincarnated as different people, and they tend to have the same people surround them in their life that they did before. And they every time they think they're dreaming, they're actually like hopping through their
Oh, that's cool.
Their life
so is
back
it like
forth.
When they complete a mission, they get resurrected, or when they die, they get resurrected, or they
I haven't seen anybody die yet. So, but one's like a thief, another's an architect.
Where's the mage?
right. but the architect that's in the future was an architect in ancient Egypt, and he built like a pharaoh's tomb.
Oh, that's nice.
And his wife like dies there, and then at the end of the book, like you see that one of the girls that was with him now looks exactly like her, and he's starting to realize all this stuff's coming together. And the guy that fired him in this universe is the resurrected version of that guy. So it's very, very interesting. I kind of dug it. I want to see more. I want to see more development. But here's like where he realizes that's her.
It's like, oh my god, it's the same person.
Right? And he's like, I really am losing my mind. So I dug it though. We'll see. It's
sounds
not
like it
super
has potential.
Yeah, it didn't super draw me in, but it was a pretty good first issue. We'll see. We'll see where the potential leads.
All right. My first book is Thor, or I'll say Lady Thor. The second second issue of Thor as a lady.
Lady Thor, number dos.
Yeah. So
And Thor does sort of make an appearance in this book. Did you know that?
I read this last week, so I'm sure if I flip through the pages, I will remember when he pops in. Oh, yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of apprehensive about, when this first started, they're like, oh, Thor's going to be a lady. I'm like, well, I'll read it.
Right.
I definitely like this better than the first issue because she kind of was like talking to herself, but then talking out loud and talking to Mjolnir. And it seems like she didn't purposely kind of pick it up. She just kind of tried and it happened. So she's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And so she's like flying. She's like trying to figure out how to use the hammer. And she's like flying everywhere. She winds up going into this cave and finding all the Avengers frozen in ice. So obviously she fights ice giants.
Obviously.
And Malekith, I think, comes in.
Yep.
And then there's that dude in a suit who's supposedly like a Minotaur or something.
The box on guy.
Yeah. So that's really cool because I think you kind of see her start being, I guess, I don't want to say more Thorish, but you still don't know who she is.
Right.
So
she definitely takes on
that's cool,
the persona a little
but
more.
But who is this? And they don't even kind of like end it like, you'll find out next time.
Right.
But it looks like maybe her and Malekith might fight next time.
Right. Oh, so you missed the Thor appearance.
No, well, it's in the ice.
No, it's not.
No.
Keep going. Keep going. Wait, hold on. Whoa. It's right there.
Oh, his hand.
That's the arm that got detached.
Yeah, okay.
It's like around Malekith's shoulder.
It's my boa. But yeah, so the first Lady Thor, I was kind of like, eh. But I think this one is definitely starting to get a little more interesting. Like, I'll probably read the third one.
Yeah, she's kind of coming into her own, which
right,
is cool.
Right, which is cool.
Yeah,
I definitely like
agree.
That.
All right, my next book is The Kitchen. And this is a Vertigo number one. This is by, where is it?
I thought it was kind of a joke because there's three women on the cover and it says The Kitchen. I'm like, is that supposed to be like a sexist joke?
Oh, but but underneath it said, in New York City, you don't earn respect staying at home. You earn it out on the streets, which makes it even sound worse.
Yeah, it does.
But then as you read it, this is by Masters, Doyle, and Belair. So It's Hell's Kitchen in the 70s, which that's the kitchen. Ha ha ha. And these three dudes, totally, like, they're basically mobsters. Like, they have people pay them for protection and all this stuff, and they end up getting caught and they go to jail for a long time. So their wives start taking over for them.
Oh, cool.
So the one, like, goes and gets groceries, and she's like, ah, short again. And then, you know, she has, like, a safe under some bar with the guy that runs the bar, that ran the bar for the mob guys.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes over to one of the other wives, and she's like, yeah, money's kind of tight, blah, blah, blah. She's like, why aren't you collecting the money for your husband? She's like, I never wanted to. He never said anything, and blah, blah. So they go out and start doing this with the third wife, and they go to this pizza place, and the dude who they're supposed to collect money from is like, screw you, I'm not giving you any money.
Right.
Like you're not your husband. And
yeah.
So he, like, smacks her in the face.
Oh.
So she ends up, like, pulling a gun on him and, like, beating the, like, pistol whipping him and, like, beating the hell out of him. And then, like,
I'll pay you.
Yeah. And then, like, she shoots him in the head, and, like, some, like, that's where it leaves off, where they're like, aw, crap.
Yeah.
It was really kind of a neat, cool thing if you like gangster movies or if you like just strong feminine characters. It really was cool. I'm going to recommend this for your ladies' night.
Okay.
But it was really cool. I definitely dug it. I also am a big fan of the 70s, so, yeah. You know.
All right, fair enough. All right, my second book, and the last book, because I only picked two, is Batgirl 36. So this is the second non-Gail Simone Batgirl.
Yeah, I read this one, too. I think I might actually read Batgirl after this book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, in the last issue, she lost, like, her whole thesis theory and everything. So she's just, like, complaining and asking boys for external hard drives. So,
excuse me, son. Do you have an external hard drive?
No, one of her friends
hooks
her up with one. And then she winds up fighting some, like, random girls in the park who are on motorcycles and look like anime characters.
I know, that was so cool.
And then she realizes, like, oh, why do they look so familiar? And she's talking to her roommate. She's like, oh, they're in that anime I used to watch when I was little. I'm like, what, really? And so, remembering all her, you know, flashback memories from when she's, like, 7 or 8, she remembers, like, everything that happens in the anime and how to defeat the villains. But when she has them all tied up and...
It was, like, a very, like, Kill Bill moment.
It definitely was very cool. Yeah.
Like,
it
the crazy eights?
Yeah.
Or the crazy 88s? Yeah.
88s, I think, yeah. But at the end, when she has them all tied up and she's interrogating them, she realizes that they were supposedly paid by her to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the hell? So that's kind of how that ends.
Right.
I don't know. I'm still on the edge about this.
I definitely like the art. I think the art and the fun level went up in this. Like, it's more happy-go-lucky kind of vibe.
Right. Like, and not, like, dark.
It's not, like, super dark and uber serious like it was with Gail Simone, which I think is why I like it more.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a lot of, like, the vibe when Stephanie Brown was Batgirl.
Yeah, I never read any.
And that's, I think that's
Barbara.
Why I like it.
Yeah.
I really, really like Stephanie Brown. So,
but I feel like I do like this a little better than the last one, because what irked me about issue 35 is because it's Barbara Gordon, but she's not acting like herself.
Yeah, she's, like,
and
very ditzy.
And ditzy and, like, irresponsible. Yeah. I'm like, that's totally out of character for you. So this one made it a little better.
Yeah.
It a little better.
I dug it. Like, I thought it was good. So, all right, my last book is Superior Iron Man number 1 by Taylor Sinnar and Guru FX. So this takes place after the events of Axis.
Oh.
And, so but Axis isn't even done.
I was like, that's not right, yeah.
So apparently, like, people start rethinking some things. And it starts out with, like, Iron Man and She-Hulk, like, fighting this dude who calls himself the Teen Abomination.
Awesome.
And Tony Stark's like, really?
That's a bad villain name.
Right, he's like, Really? You really can't think of a better one to, like, pick because Abomination? Yeah. And, like, She-Hulk gets, like, flung into a wall, and she's, like, stuck by her butt. Like, she's stuck butt first.
Oh, I see,
and
yeah.
And she's like, oh, man. And so anyway, he gets a good shot in, and he knocks his head off. And he actually knocks the helmet off, and you actually see that it's just the suit, and Tony's, like, not even there. And nice. She was like, you could have told me. He's like, well, that would have taken away from it, the team part. And he is, like, in a pool, drinking, surrounded doing everything wirelessly, ladies. Surrounded by ladies. And then Pepper shows up, and she's like, we need to talk. Like, what the hell are you doing? You're drinking. And he's like, waking up for all those wasted years of sobriety.
Yeah.
Which was great. Then he goes on to tell her about how he made the Extremis mix with a pseudo symbiote thing.
Oh.
So now it reacts like a symbiote. Yeah. Yeah. Which is cool. So it's like a liquid on the outside as opposed to a liquid coming from the inside.
Right.
And he unleashed, Extremis to all these people in San Francisco, like, through their cell phones.
Yeah.
So it all became these, like, pretty people, and everybody started to, like, if they didn't get it, they, like, were starting to get looked down upon, and, like, they showed Daredevil, like, saving this girl. And then some of the pretty people that Daredevil's about to fight are like, oh, no, something's wrong. No, no, no. And, like, you see the people at the pool, and they all look, like, drug-riddled and... like, it's crazy. And then you just see their phone, and it just says, Extremis 3.0, free trial period over, daily renewal, $99.99.
Yeah.
And Tony's like, this is how we're gonna build back Stark Enterprises, Pepper. And then, like, he just flies off. And you see Pepper talking to someone who's probably Daredevil, might be... Oh, no. No, it's not. It's just... It's someone...
In the old
Iron Man suit, or it just is that old Iron Man suit, because at one point before that Iron Man suit, like, stepped in and saved her from the Pepper outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of neat. I kind of dug it. I think it's cool to see Tony Stark be a total a-hole again.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, just look at that smug look on the cover.
Right.
He's just like, I'm silver and pretty now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those things. I really enjoy it. I think it's funny as hell. So I haven't actually liked Iron Man since Matt Fraction got off the.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't like any of the Karen Gillan stuff. So I'm kind of pumped to read it. Maybe it'll bring me back to the Iron Man. So, all right, some new releases for this week. Things that came out today. Axe Cop number one dollar reprint, Amazing Spider-Man 10, Annihilator 3, Aquaman hardcover 5, Army of Darkness 4, Astro City 17, Avengers 38, Avengers X-Men Axis 6, Avengers World 15, Axis Carnage number 2, Axis Revolutions number 2, Batman meets the Green Hornet 6, Batman 66 The Lost Episodes 1, Batman and Robin 36, which is awesome because they're all dressed in Robin outfits. Batman Eternal 33, Batman Little Gotham Harley and Robin action figures that are really short and cute. Batman Superman 16, Batwoman 36, Black Widow 12, Bob Burgers 4, Buffy Season 10 9, Buffy Season 10 Trade Volume 1, Criminal Macaw Third Child Number 3, The D&D Icons of the Realms Bahamut and Tiamat Premium Miniatures, which
awesome.
Are freaking awesome. And Antrasm's sitting there right beside us.
I have my Bahamas right next to me.
To explain how big these are, the box that they come in is as tall as my monitor on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So, and probably three quarters of the width.
They've got some big wingspan.
Yeah, he's huge. They're both huge.
Yeah.
So, and actually, I think the Bahamut's smaller than the Tiamat. So,
well, Tiamat has 5 heads.
That's
so
true.
You know,
it's got a lot of head. Daredevil 10, Don Vampirella number 2, the DC Flash HeroClix Gravity Feeds, Dead at 17 number 4. Deadpool 37, Death of Wolverine Restocks, Death of Wolverine Weapon X Program 2, Doberman 4, Doctor Who 12th Doctor 2, D&D Legends of Baldur's Gate number 2, which the first one was actually kind of fun, if you didn't read that. World's End 7, Electra 8, Ecohopalypse number 1. It's from Random House, and this is the one that Ryan called Time Dread. So if you like time-hopping Judge Dread, check it out. Evil Ernie number 2, Fantastic Four 13, Godzilla Cataclysm 4, Goners 2, Guardians of the Galaxy DNA Complete Volume 2, Guardians of the Galaxy Disassembled 3, Green Lantern, New Guardians 36, Guardians of the Galaxy 21, Harley Quinn 12, Inhumans 8, which we'll talk a little bit about in a minute, Injustice God Among Us, Year 3, Number 4, Invincible 115, Iron Fist Trade Volume 1 of the new Iron Fist stuff, which was really good. Jim Henson Storytellers 3, Justice League 36, Loki Agent of Asgard 8, Lumberjanes 8, Magneto 12, Megas Robot Fighter 8, this really awesome Thor statue. Max Maximize 13, Mega Man 43, Moon Knight 9, Multiversity PAX Americana number 1. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic 25, Futures End 29, New Avengers 26, Batman Animated Series Batman figure, which
that
is pretty cool.
That was super rad.
Yeah, I was definitely like, what? October Faction 2. Okay, so Pathfinder Goblins came out in a hardcover book, but it's the size of like a real Pathfinder
book. I'm like, why did they have a whole book just for goblins? Oh, it's a comic.
It's a comic book, but it's not. But so if you haven't read it, it's hilarious. Check it out. I recommend it to everyone. Pathfinder Lost Coast minis all came out. Some new Pop Guys, Predator, Fire and Stone number 2, Punisher 12, Punk Mambo 8, or I'm sorry, Punk Mambo 0, which is a Valiant book that I'm actually buying to check out because I like things with the word punk in it. Red Hood and the Outlaws 36, Regular Show 17, Rotten Ruin 3, Saga Deluxe Hardcover Volume 1, or as I like to call it, Breastfeeding in Space, the hardcover.
Like, seriously.
Sensation Comics number 4, Synergy number 1, Sleepy Hollow number 2, Solar number 7, Sonic 266, Sonic Universe 70, Spider-Woman number 1, which I'm going to read soon, probably tonight.
That had a really nice cover, too.
It did. There was a lot of cool variants for it. Star Slammers Remastered 8, some Star Trek Attack Wing dudes, Storm 5, Supergirl 36, Superman Wonder Woman 13, which is the first one by Tomasi, so I'm going to check that one out. Teen Titans 4, the new Teen Titans Earth 1 hardcover, which is cool.
There were a lot of those.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, they only do one of it because they did the Batman one, or they did the Superman one, they did a Batman one, they did another Superman one.
Yeah, I think I have the Batman one.
Yeah, and then this Teen Titans one.
So it's just like a
one-shot
graphic novel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're building this whole universe of Earth 1. It's kind of cool. Terminator Salvation 11, Simpsons Winter Wingding 9, some Bombshell glasses, Transformers Primacy 4, Transformers Robots in Disguise Trade 6, Trinity of Sin 2, Uncanny X-Men 28, Vampirella Fairy Tales number 2.
Because it's supposed to be scary.
Yeah. Winter World 4, Witchblade 179, Wonder Woman 36, which is by the Finches. So we're going to check that out, including Finch. X-Force 12, and then XO Manowar Bro 30. XO Bro. Bro, XO.
Also, there is, I just want to mention, that really cool Sinestro variant.
Oh, yeah, that's back in stock.
When he's the
Tim Curry legend.
Demon.
Oh,
that was
awesome.
I
just read this awesome link this morning about how awesome Tim Curry is, and it's like all these things. Like, remember when Tim Curry was the dude from Legend, and Tim Curry was Frankenfurter, and Tim Curry had this awesome hair, and we were all jealous, and then he had this sweet beard and was in Clue, and it was really awesome. Mm-hmm. But I was like, sweet Legend.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that's him.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of stuff that, and it's like,
that movie is like a cult thing. Like, if you don't, if you're not like nerdy or into like fantasy role play stuff,
yeah,
you know, that's pretty much where it's at.
That's true.
So, okay, so I want to talk about Constantine, but I want you to talk about how you've been waiting to be a Valkyrie and what the Valkyries are, since it's slightly more. Yeah, just explain to people what a Valkyrie is.
So, Valkyries are this group of female comic book lovers. They're all, they all pretty much are females that work in a comic book store.
Right.
And now that I work here, I'm like, I'm totally going to do this. So, I started working here, what, like a month and a half ago? And I did it, like, pretty much like the first night I got home from working. I'm like, yeah, I'm being a Valkyrie. And, like, you put, you know, your name. For some reason, they wanted your, like, Facebook URL, your email, what store you work at, what town it's in.
Right.
And, like, a reason why you think you should be in the Valkyries. And I thought, like, I didn't want to put too much in.
Right.
I didn't want to be too wordy.
You didn't want to be, like, too braggy.
Right. I didn't want to. So I kind of did, like, a bullet point thing. I didn't write bullet points, but I just, like, you know.
Here's why I want to be a Valkyrie.
Wrote, like, a paragraph.
I want to be
a
Valkyrie.
So that was, like, 4.5 weeks ago.
And they still haven't gotten back to you? I'm curious, like, how long that takes. Like, who's looking at this process? Like, who's running this website? So, if you're a Valkyrie and you're listening to this, or if you know someone who's a Valkyrie, make sure they get back to Ange, because she's really excited to be a Valkyrie. And we're really excited to have a Valkyrie at our store. So, yeah, I just wanted to let people know that that is a thing and it exists. And if you hashtag Valkyrie, look up hashtag Valkyrie on Twitter or Facebook.
Oh, and they have
Facebook.
those fun Tumblr pictures, too.
Yeah, we kind of got sucked into Tumblr one night after work. We're like, look at all the Valkyries, 300 strong. Yeah. Yay, Valkyries!
Yeah, and it's really cool because it's like all across like the U.S. I don't know if it's international, but it's definitely all
that I don't know either.
Yeah, but it's definitely all throughout the U.S. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because like out of the comic shops in the city that I know of, I don't know many that actually have female employees. If they do, they're never there, or they're very like they hide in the back and are very protective of them. I don't know. So. But if you get this and it's cool, then I'm totally going to talk the boss's girlfriend into being a Valkyrie.
Yeah.
She will love
you
it.
You should do it.
Amanda, come on.
That'd be great.
I'll buy you a beer. It'll be great. So she would do it for a beer.
Nice.
I think. Anyway. All right. So let's talk about Constantine, because this is the first time we've actually gotten to talk about it in depth a little. Because Ken hasn't caught up on it because he's super busy doing all kinds of things for Todd. Including last week's.
So for one, that opening Cooper theme, that's like pretty awesome. The
I
only
know.
Thing that's happening during that opening scene is a bunch of like souls like burning in fire and
yeah,
in hell.
And like and then his name like, lighting up in fire. Yeah, it's like, wow.
So it's kind of like, awesome. Is that your soul being tortured, or is that all the people you've effed over and sent to wherever?
It's it's all the people from. What was it, like, Newcastle. Newcastle. It was all those people that died in Newcastle. Whoops. Our bad. So anyway, this week's episode was
last Friday was with the
demon
with the bugs.
Yeah, yeah. Like
which
the,
is actually
the
really
demon.
Cool, because in the first trade is that's, like, the storyline.
Yeah.
Is him trying to capture that. So I'm like, oh, that's so awesome. Because I thought they were going to do that in the week before, because Papa Midnight was in that, and he helps Constantine with that, with capturing that demon
in the
comics. So I thought, but still.
Well, I think this week coming up, like 2 days from now, is also Papa Midnight, and I think that's their first team up. So I think they wanted to introduce him and then just not rely on him all the time. So adjusted the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really well done. I consistently am more impressed with this show every single episode. Like, I get sucked in.
Because definitely the first episode, I remember talking to you about it, and you're like, what do you think? I'm like, I think it's interesting enough to keep me watching the second episode, but I'm kind of on the fence. And then it's just kind of like, boom, in your face. Like, all right, I'll keep watching this.
Yeah, the pilot was very awkward, because it was like, I don't think this is, like, it was close enough to what I wanted.
Yeah.
But it was a little too bright and shiny and happy.
Yeah.
And then the second episode, it just went really darker. And I was like,
this needs to be dark. And I love how they have, I'm assuming it's the House of Mystery that he's living in.
Yeah, that's what I would assume
awesome.
Too. Or House of Secrets, but I would assume I think it's Mystery, though.
I know in like Justice League Dark.
Is it House of Mystery?
It's House of Mystery.
Then that's probably it.
So I'm assuming.
I love the fact that it's bigger on the inside.
Like the TARDIS.
Yeah, like he opens like the one door and it's like a whole hallway that shouldn't even be there.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
But this one featured one of the other guys that helped him in the new Newcastle thing.
Uh-huh.
And he... So the story is like the kid, the guy finds this kid who has all these markings on him, and then he's like, oh, I should totally help this kid out by expelling this demon.
Right.
Which then just totally screws everybody over, and he has to go find him. He sacrifices himself to save everybody by sacrificing himself, getting this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty much like on him. They were binding the demon to his body by putting those.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting how at the end of that episode, John's actually like with his friend, and like then the angel comes, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So
yeah.
He didn't want him to be like a total asshole.
Yeah, I really am enjoying like the appearance of the angel every time. Mm-hmm. Have they named the angel in this yet?
I don't know.
Because I can't remember.
I feel like if they did in the first episode, I can't remember. I keep wanting to say like...
It should be Zarel, right? Like the one that always ends up talking to Phantom Stranger as well, or Zariel. I think.
Maybe.
But anyway, it's the dude from Lost, which is cool. Oh, it's Michael.
I never watched
Lost.
But I'm sure I've seen him in something else because he does look very familiar.
Yeah, it was weird, though, because I don't think he was in the second episode at all. And then he just showed back up in the third one. And I was like, oh, they are going to keep using him.
Yeah, because the second episode was just when he found Zed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was more about just like finding her.
Yeah, I love the fact that he's in the taxi cab. I love that.
Yeah.
Like they still insinuate that he smokes, and they showed him smoking in the bar.
Yeah.
Or at least putting out a cigarette in the bar.
Yeah.
I love that he is just absolutely kind of batshit crazy.
Yeah, like the one time like Zed walks into the House of Mystery, and he's just like. Like chanting, and he's got like covered himself in blood.
He's naked.
And
he's
like, what's he doing? Oh, he's just learning a new spell.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's great.
And they like strategically place things in front of him that you're just
so
like,
you can't.
He's totally naked, learning a spell.
Yeah.
In a giant blood. Pentagram. This is awesome.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. And then he's just walking around the house like that. Yeah. Whatever. And they show the, Dr. Fate's mask again, which
like
is cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really enjoyed the show. I think it's good. And then last night on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they basically have said, I don't know if you watched
Agents. I do not.
Yeah, last night.
You can ruin it for me, though.
Okay. So, up until this point, they had this object. They call it the obelisk. Sky's dad knows what it's for, what it is. It's a key to Atalon, but they have not called it Atalon. In this episode, they find the location of Atalon.
Yeah.
The dad tells him that
like,
you
oh,
need
well,
this
you
to get in the door. The chosen people can go in the door and then go, and that when they get to the temple, that's where the cool stuff happens. And they think that it's supposed to kill or destroy the rest of the world, but or the human race. And it mm-hmm. was really awkward because the Hydra guys think it's like wanted to do that. But in the same right, you totally, if you know anything about Inhuman lore, that it's, that's where they keep the Terrigen Mist, and that's where you go for Terrigenesis, and then you become, like, what they're going to be called miracles, I guess, and everything. So they're basically saying that all miracles that have happened throughout time are going to be because of Inhumans.
Because of, oh, that's
and
cool.
And they've went through Terrigenesis. So.
So that'd be cool if they actually go, well.
And they talk about the blue people crashing from space mm-hmm. and all this stuff, and they came to either save the world or destroy it, depending
right.
on the translation. It was really cool.
That's cool.
So, and then cool. you see that Sky's mom was also had Kree blood and human blood, and she will be, or the one Hydra scientist. They locked away when they found the obelisk.
Mm-hmm.
When they finally released him, like in 1989, he's like 90 some years old, whatever. He, the guys that have infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. and as Hydra,
yeah.
take him to this other location that S.H.I.E.L.D. just kind of has, and they
we just
really
have
care.
This random.
Well, that like the Hydra part kind of took over,
right?
And they realized that the girl that he used to show that people can touch the obelisk back in the 40s
uh-huh.
was still the same age and didn't look any different
oh.
now or in 89. So he right. he took like a spinal tap. Mm-hmm. He took all of her organs and he had them surgically implanted into him, and it regenerated him until he was so he looked like he was like 30 again.
Oh my God, 30 that's or 40. Really
and that was like, and like it's cool because the one Hydra guy's like, "What did you take from her?" He's like, "Everything I possibly can."
Nice.
Just like, oh my God. But it was the coolest, awkward, like, basically, like, ripping apart of people that I've ever seen.
Oh, they actually, like, show it?
They show her, like, getting ripped, like, you know, gutted.
I don't know what they can show on TV anymore.
And then at the end, you find out that that was Skye's mom.
Oh.
So, therefore, like, Skye is definitely inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's definitely inhuman. Her mom was inhuman. So, she... I'm wondering if they're going to somehow use the Terra Genesis to have her be part of this thing. So Marvel then doubled the shipment of everybody's Inhuman 8.
Oh, that's why they did.
Because they haven't used the word Inhuman on the show yet, but they really, really led into it. And I haven't read why, but I will talk about it next week as to why. But if you've read through previews, you know that Simmons from the show is going to be in Miss Marvel and working at the high school she goes to, because there's all these Inhumans that are starting popping up, like Inhuman activity that's popping up. So the cinematic universe is going to float into the comic book universe soon.
Interesting.
Right? I kind of dig it, though. I'm like, cool. You are. I'm really wondering, though, if Skye's dad, who's this crazy doctor, if they're going to make him the Maximus of that, of the cinematic universe. Like, the Black Bolt's brother, Maximus.
Okay. I know who Black Bolt is, yeah. Okay.
That would be freaking awesome.
I was like, I want to see Medusa with her crazy hair.
Or if he turns into Gorgon, that'd be cool. If he goes to Terra Genesis and just comes out as Gorgon, like, hoof, feet, and everything. That'd be awesome. So it was really cool. I thought this show, like, it totally upped the ante a billion times. So, but other than that, I don't really have any other nerd news. It's been kind of a slow week. Everybody's, I think, just trying to prep for the holidays. We're going to try to get you guys another podcast next week for Thanksgiving, so you can sit around, listen, eat turkey, and listen to us talk nerdy.
Yeah.
So if you have anything you want us to definitely talk about, you have questions, you guys know where to reach us.
Yes.
Both the Facebook, Twitter, and email. And that's about it. You have anything else, Ange, you want
to talk
about?
No, I just really wanted to talk about Constantine.
I really think the dude who's playing Constantine, though, is really, he's really taking it.
Yeah.
Like he's doing it well, because the first episode was a little
clunky. He had to get into it. And I think also with the first episode, if you don't know what's going on, it's kind of like what? If you didn't know what Hellblazer who he was. Or
I agree. It definitely turned out really well, though. So, good job, NBC.
Don't disappoint me, NBC. Right. You're going good. Don't fall.
Don't screw this up,
please.
So, all right, cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Catch you later.
Bye.